ABC News.
Well, this one in particular is a coronavirus. So it's the same family of viruses as the common cold. And as anyone that's gone through a winter period will know, sometimes common cold viruses can spread reasonably easily. The more disconcerting element of this virus that we've learned today is that it has been confirmed we now have human-to-human transmission.
And that, of course, is the major concern because, like a cold, I would imagine it can spread quite rapidly.
It has that possibility, yes, but it's important to appreciate that the virus at the moment while it's tragic for the people that have lost their lives, it has caused only 3 deaths, with over 200 cases recorded, and it's likely that there's more cases in the community that have yet to be detected. But this isn't like SARS. It's not as severe as SARS, which had a case fatality rate of around 10%, so 1 in 10 people that contracted the virus ended up dying as a result. This virus doesn't appear to be as severe at the moment.
It was first, as we know, detected in China. It's already spread to a few other countries. How do countries like Australia make sure that such a virus doesn't enter our borders?
Well, one of the best measures, obviously, that we can put in place is border screening. But even that is really just one of a suite of measures because it's not particularly effective. Obviously, people can end up boarding international airplanes, and they may already be carrying the virus but not exhibit any symptoms. So one of the best things that countries like Australia can do is when people arrive, we identify those people with a travel history to China and other affected countries, and we provide them with some information, maybe a phone number, to say, look, in the event that you start to exhibit any symptoms, please call this number. And that way they're provided with the information so they know how to access medical services if they're required.
I gather the World Health Organization is meeting later this week to decide if this outbreak should be termed an international public health emergency. Would that change the response to such a virus?
It is likely to have an impact, mostly because that declaration raises the political profile of the disease outbreak. And what you then start to see is countries start to take things a little bit more seriously. So they may put in place pandemic preparedness plans, and they may also then start, in the event that the WHO requires funding, for instance, countries may be more willing to donate funds to help the organisation then contain the virus.
Our chief medical officer says at this point there's no cause for alarm. Is it possible to ensure that such a virus does not enter a country? Is it possible to completely exclude it?
Not unless you exclude people from travelling. Mm. This is the nature of the world that we live in these days, is that, you know, we rely on international travel and trade. It's very important, and people move for a variety of reasons. And so when a virus like this starts to spread, and particularly if it achieves that human-to-human transmission, then it's very difficult to prevent. And really, the best thing that we can try and do is try and delay its entry into countries like Australia. But then once it's here, we then have a very well rehearsed and very well exercised public health system that's capable of dealing with these types of events.
I was going to say, just finally, is this the sort of future we face, that such a virus springs up in a particular country and we really have to look at it from an international angle?
It really is. We've been fortunate in the past with the viruses and outbreaks like Ebola in West Africa, that most West Africans are too poor to be able to afford international air travel. But the reality is that outbreaks starting in one part of the world now have the ability to spread internationally quite quickly because of the nature of the world that we live in. So it is our new reality, and we will see these outbreaks and new diseases emerge from time to time.
ABC News.